A little bit less than 1 hour to go on this Monday edition of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Hopefully you are enjoying the beginning of your holiday, as a lot of you are now just getting off work, and well, maybe some of you out there are enjoying an extended weekend with the holiday falling on a Tuesday this year. But one way or the other, we appreciate you making us a part of your Monday afternoon and into your Monday evening. Andy Bullbarch and Matt Douglas with you up until 6 o'clock tonight. And joining us now is Jim Leone from 100 Guys Lorraine. Jim, how are you?
Any better? I'd be twins. How are you?
Sounds like we are on the same page, my friend. We're all doing well here today, and no reason not to, with a lot of folks day off tomorrow, enjoying the holiday, enjoying some beautiful weather. You guys have a quarterly meeting coming up next Tuesday, and basically what you guys do is you help great people and great causes in Lorain County. Tell us what you guys do exactly and how 100 Guys Lorain came to be.
Well, the concept is very simple. And it was even simpler for us because what we did was copied what the 100 Women of Lorain are doing. What we do is we meet once a quarter at Quaker Steak over in Sheffield. And the guys come in with 501c3s organizations that are in Lorain County, serving Lorain County. And we take these names, and there's a nomination process. There's paper slips filled out. We throw the names into a bucket. We pick three out. There's three presentations made for about 3 minutes apiece, and then we vote. And the nice thing is the winner gets $100 per guy of guys that are there and guys that aren't. And the checks are made directly to that organization. And we've sponsored 11 organizations so far since October of 14 and paid out about $73,000.
Holy smokes. That's very, very good stuff. Now, you mentioned that you guys kind of got this idea from the 100 women who care about Lorain County. And what was it about what they were doing that really kind of intrigued you?
Well, Jim Walborn and I were sitting in a Panera one morning, and we were working on one of our projects for a nonprofit, and the conversation just started. And if the women can do it, surely we could. And that's, in a nutshell, how it happened.
You guys have been around for about 2.5, 3 years now, right? You said you started up in October of 2014?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, and how have you guys evolved over the course of those last 2.5 to 3 years? Because I'm sure things are at least a little bit different now than they were before. Are you guys noticing a big jump when you guys have these quarterly meetings?
We're noticing a steady participation. We're asking the guys to bring their friends, their relatives, their father-in-laws, whomever. And it's just really a neat thing to see. And we're learning about organizations in the county that we never knew existed.
Yeah, and that actually takes me to my next question, too, because I'm sure once you kind of open the doors and you get a number of different parties involved here, too, you really kind of uncover some ground. And as you mentioned, you learn about some organizations that you never really knew existed. If you could, kind of take a second and let us know some of the organizations that you have worked with and, for you personally, some of the ones that you've had a chance to get to know a little bit better that maybe you didn't know before the organization began a couple years ago.
Well, sure. My pleasure. Again, 11 organizations. I won't hit on all of them, but some that are familiar to everybody. The Lorain County Free Clinic, which is near and dear to my heart because one of my close friends, Dr. Ratterfeld, who has since passed, was instrumental in starting that organization. We've helped Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Names escape me right now. Just a myriad of people. I didn't write those down, but It's been phenomenal, the response that we've been getting from the organizations. What we ask them to do is come to our meetings after they've been selected and tell what they've done with the money. I mean, FOP was one of our benefactors for their Christmas drive for the kids, and that brought tears to our eyes.
Jim, you mentioned you work with these organizations throughout Lorain County, and you mentioned how you sort of go about from that process when you guys go to your meeting. My question for you, I guess, here is when you have that selection process, when you have the presentations given, I mean, are there ever some that sort of stand out more so than others and you think, okay, we obviously are picking the right one here?
Wow, that's a tough one. the last three or four meetings we've had, the winner has been by maybe two or three votes. So all the organizations that have been nominated are very worthy.
Sure.
Are there some that stick out more? Yeah. The FOP, that one really just hit home. Urban League, when they were sponsoring their drive to show these kids different colleges around the area, I mean, that one struck home. Each one has their own place in my heart, and they're just phenomenal organizations sponsored by phenomenal people.
Jim Leone from 100 Guys Lorraine, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Now, you mentioned that you guys have one of your quarterly meetings coming up next Tuesday in Sheffield Village. What all will be discussed at this quarterly meeting?
Well, we're gonna do what we usually do. We'll bring in our 501c3s in Lorraine County, make the nominations, have the presentations, and just disperse the money from that point on. And if anybody's interested, we do have a website. It's 100guysoflorraine.net. And we do have a Facebook page also.
That's 100guyslorraine.net. 100guyslorraine.net. Okay, good stuff. So if you're interested in becoming a part of the process and you're wondering what you can do to help, certainly go to the website, and there you can find out more information. Now, you guys meet quarterly at the same place, at the Quaker Steak in Sheffield Village, correct?
Same place. Normally it's every first Tuesday of every quarter, but since we have the 4th right now, we moved it to July 11th. The meeting is from 6 to 7. We try to respect everybody's time and hold the meeting to that, but there's a lot of networking that goes on also prior to and post-meeting.
And if there are any 501c3 organizations that would be interested in at least kind of seeing how this works too, I'm sure they could probably find out more information on the website as well as to how they can kind of get involved as well. So great, great stuff. Jim, we certainly appreciate you spending some time with us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, and we will definitely have to have you on again soon. Enjoy your holiday tomorrow.
Thank you. Have a blessed one.
Thank you. You do the same. That is Jim Leone of 100 Guys Lorraine. Again, they have one of their quarterly meetings coming up in Sheffield Village at the Quaker Steak 1 week from tomorrow on July 11th.